In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. A light, a voice, and a global mission. A light, a voice, and a global mission. I was just thinking, as we were singing today, about Omid, who's here this morning, lovely to see you, about the needs that there are in Iran at the moment, because our faith is global and it touches everyone. So thank you for being here. And our hearts and our prayers go out to the people of Iran at this time. And similarly, it's lovely to have Ola here today. She did come. I was checking on her last night, whether she was going to be here today, all the way from Nigeria. So thank you for coming. And a similar nation that wrestles with so much, particularly with the persecution of Christians, an incredible country. I've been there a number of times, and so our heart again goes out to the people of Nigeria today. Nigerian, Iranian, whatever country you're from today, the reason that you are here, is because of the conversion of St. Paul. You probably never thought of that. You see, why even begin to think and celebrate the conversion of one person, the whole of Christendom? Why is this conversion so critical to the mission and the growth of the church worldwide? Well, if it hadn't been for the conversion of St. Paul, Christianity would probably have remained a Jewish sect, and it might even have died out. Who knows? A local thing, surrounding just perhaps Jerusalem. But it was the conversion of St. Paul that changed everything. Here was a Pharisee, probably one of the most intelligent men that have ever lived, by the way. And a mark that when we come to church, we must always bless the fact that we have a mind to think. You think, for example, if you just read the book of Romans, and some years ago, I can't remember when it was, about 2 years ago, we went through Romans during Lent. And we rediscovered the power of this incredible epistle, almost as if it can be written yesterday. This, through the power of the Holy Spirit, came through the mind of St. Paul. The reason, by the way, that we believe that we can't earn our way to heaven, that it's given to us by grace. And here is grace coming down to Paul, who is an opposer of the church, a tyrant, and a wolf, ripping the church apart. Here, grace comes down to him. Jesus comes to him and confronts him on the road to Damascus, probably the most famous conversion of all time. And suddenly the floor that he lives on drops before him. And he has a completely new orientation, and his heart and his mind is expanded. The wolf becomes a shepherd. It's an amazing story. Go back to Jerusalem. By the way, knowing the reading, what were the early Christians called in the book of Acts? Can you remember from the story today? What were they called? Members of the way. We had our 8 o'clock this morning, and Robert Crowis was there, and he was giving me all sorts of information from his GCE O-level REs. So thank you, Robert. The way. So he got authority to go from Jerusalem to Damascus because he heard that this way movement had begun to spread. Now you think of that. This is a highly intelligent man suddenly gets possessed with the fact that this group is growing, and he decides to make this journey all the way to Damascus. Any idea how far Damascus is from Jerusalem? It's 140 miles. So it would have taken him a week to get there. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, a Pharisee, so he probably didn't want much to do with the group that were going with him. He'd have walked ahead of them alone, thinking, reflecting on what he was about to do. The journey that he took, all the way that 140 miles, was a journey through the places where Jesus administered. You think about that. He was walking through holy territory. He was walking to do his business through holy territory from Jerusalem to Damascus, 140 miles, a week's journey ahead of them. And then finally, the voice comes. A light, a voice, and everything changes. He's taken into Damascus. Now, why was it that Ananias was so reluctant to go to see him? Why was it? Because he'd heard the news that this man was a disruptor. He was killing people. Thank God today. By the way, he challenged it, didn't he? He challenged the vision. He said, "Have you heard what's going on with this man, Lord?" But he had a change of heart. And he went. And he prays for him. So we're here for two reasons today. One is because of the conversion of St. Paul. And the second reason was because of the goodness and the courage and the prayerfulness of this man, Ananias. Do you notice he goes to him and he says to him, "Brother Paul." Wow. If only all of us, Brother Saul, if only all of us could have the courage to reach out more than we do. He reaches out and he says, "Brother Saul." If only all of us could have the courage to reach out more than we actually do. How much of our lives have been so restricted and retracted because we've held back, we've been reluctant. Our lives are diminished so often because we just don't have the courage just to reach out in the way that really we're called to. And we live thoroughly diminished lives because we turn away or we just don't embrace, particularly those that are very different from ourselves and certainly those that are hostile to us. And we're fearful of how much of our life has been deeply restricted just because we've not had the courage to reach out and to pray and bless in the way that Ananias did. And you notice, he gets baptized immediately. Baptized. In fact, I can tell you in the book of Acts, conversion to Christianity comes through repentance, baptism, filling of the Spirit. That's conversion. Repentance, baptism, filling of the Spirit. Sadly, in the history of the church, we've separated all of them. But if you root through the book of Acts, all of them, one occasion, repentance, baptism, filling with the Spirit. That's what happened to this wonderful man, Saul. And here he goes. He becomes the apostle to the Gentiles. And the reason that the Italians and the French and the British and even the Welsh and the Nigerians and the Iranians are called into the fold of God is because this becomes a global faith. He travels 10,000 miles, mainly on foot, bringing the gospel to people. He declares the gospel of grace. And hence today, later we will be singing, "Only by grace may we enter." And we started this service with "Amazing Grace." The persecutor becomes the apostle. The Pharisee becomes the missionary. He who is law-centered becomes grace-centered. And a tribal faith becomes a global faith. And he ends up writing 2/3 of the New Testament. A wonderful story. And that's why we celebrate today the gift of St. Paul and his conversion. And the reason that you're here is because God met him, Christ met him on the road of Damascus. Wonderful. So let me encourage you to go back and read the book of Romans again. There was one, who was the actor who was Poirot? David Suchet. I think he didn't live far from here. One night he was in a hotel in a difficult place in his own life. And he went and pulled the drawer by the bed and found the Gideon's Bible in the drawer. David began to read the book of Romans, this great treaty that Paul had written on the gospel of grace. He began to read it. And by the time he got to the end of this glorious epistle, he realized that he needed to be a Christian. This is the story that we rejoice in today. You know, believe in it, live it, go from here this week confident in it. It's the greatest story ever told. And we need constantly to be reminding our children and ourselves of what we've come to know and what we're about. If we really understand its power, it's transformative, it's uplifting. It makes us the happiest people on earth if we come to trust it in the way that we need. You see, you don't need certainty on your life so that you feel secure, because it never comes. You don't need certainty in your life because it never comes. What you need is to learn to trust God and what we've come to know. And as we walk through life then, we trust him. Trust and obey. Trust him. Then our peace will come. If we look for certainty, it will always evade us. But if we learn to trust him and come to understand the power of books like the book of Romans and the conversion of St. Paul, we find our liberation and our freedom. A light, a vision, and a world mission. That's the conversion of St. Paul. Amen.
Father God, you revealed yourself to Paul on the road to Damascus and brought to him the gift of faith in Jesus, your Son. We share that faith, and in that faith we bring to you our cares and concerns for the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we rejoice in the call to belong to the church, to believe in the gospel and be united in faith. And so we pray for all those who lead, teach and preach in our diocese, this parish and this church. May they have the same zeal as Paul, and lead us by the grace of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Faithful God, we pray for all who, like the Christians Saul pursued, are persecuted for their faith, that they might be faithful even when ridiculed, insulted, or harmed for practicing their religion. Be near them, and give them courage and strength in their witness. We long for the day when all will be free to proclaim your name in all corners of the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Sovereign Lord, shine in the dark places of the world, that there may be light and hope. We pray for the poor and oppressed, and those who live in war-torn parts of the world, for those who have suffered from natural disasters, for places where there is a lack of water, for children, alone and afraid, for women forced into slavery. May your Holy Spirit move in the hearts of those in authority who have the power to make changes for the benefit of all. May the barriers which divide us fall down and hatred cease so that we may all live in justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, united in our common life in Christ, help us to discern together how our voices can be heard in our local community, to be sensitive to the needs of others, to meet them where they are, and to be a good neighbor. Show us how we can best serve families and young children, the elderly and the housebound, those struggling to find employment, and those in debt. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of healing, we pray for those who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit. We pray especially for all who are frightened because they are ill or in pain, for those awaiting a diagnosis or treatment. Help them to have confidence in those with medical knowledge and who care for the sick. We pray too for those in despair and feel overwhelmed by their turmoil and struggle to find meaning in their life. Provide them with a support system to let them know they are important, that they matter, and that they are not alone. We pray especially for all those listed in Starlink. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father, we pray for those whose hearts have been saddened by the death of someone close or dear to them, whether recently or as an anniversary falls at this time. We especially pray for those who will attend funerals this week. For all those who are grieving, give to them a comfort which no one else can give, and let them know the everlasting power of the resurrection of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As we go out into this world this week, we ask, Lord, that you would help us grow in Christian unity, each playing our part to build your kingdom here on earth, to learn to love each other more so that we might be a closer family for your sake. Merciful Father, accept these prayers. For the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.